Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you are listening to Crystal on the Beat Hip Hop Podcast. Stay tuned for some really great interviews with golden era hip hop celebs, as well as some really amazing up and coming hip hop artists. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you are listening to Crystal on the Beat Hip Hop Podcast. Tonight's featured guest is Foul Al, and we're going to be listening to his track, Foul Luminati. So let's get to it.
Flying saucer mystery makes headlines. A young Frenchman photographed this flying saucer, or is it, from a mountainside in central France.
CPR, critical patience to rap. They say I'm amazing, I breathe life in any track. Told them to bring it back, huh. I'm Lazarus in the Gucci bucket hat. Like, yeah, baby, I'm back, Foul Al. Say my name like Tina, daughter. My destiny was putting beats in order. They busting out them quarters, huh. No arcades. Razors dance on the table like Lady Marmalade. Baby, we getting paid. ATM. All that matters is money when you broke like them. Starving for a win when the wind blows. Lucius, man, bang with a rap. From the South, rappers are goofy. You better duck with your entourage. Avoid dangerous dialogue. Surrounded on the freeway. Sticks with rats, giving your car wash. This a game you don't wanna play. Strapping with your mans over some cake like anime. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. We think like God, enough said. Control for your mind and your body. This the second dose of Foul Luminati. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. We think like God, enough said. Control for your mind and your body. This the second dose of Foul Luminati. The one thing I hate is a loud mouth know-it-all. You weird suckers made a game of breaking protocol. The balance is off like you was drinking yak. Hold it down where you at like gun-toting diplomats. Be at the round table sitting with our feet up. It's a far rock meetup. Watch your mouth and how you greet us. Foul Luminati in the wildest lobby. Meditating on the bullets passing with this cloud around me. You ain't never been on a center stage. Blood on the dance floor from a Rikers Allen blade, huh. Two-stepping with a weapon in the wrong direction. You grew up in a section that corrupted half our essence. It's hard to digest unfiltered mindsets. Food for thought, dealing with a complex. You a plate when they stomach touching. Black kids that was raised by white. No Mr. Drummond.
You're stupid enough to go die in that trap. That's your business. However, I am not stupid enough to follow you. I'm telling you, they can't get in here.
And I'm telling you, those things turn over on the car.
Tonight's featured guest is Foul Al. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted you to take a moment for the people that didn't hear your last episode and just describe your music style.
Well, basically, my music style is just me. Like, what I witness, what I experience, I just write it down. Like, I see everything. I'm visual. So the way I write is visual. So it's like it's cinematic in a way. When I write. So everything's like a movie to me. I even hear music and beats and movies. Like I see it visually instead of hearing it.
Yeah.
So that's how I usually create.
That's pretty awesome. You know, everybody visualizes things differently. Everybody has a little different of a process, you know? So I actually just found out that some people think in words, not pictures. How crazy is that?
Yes.
I'm not people like that, but I can't imagine, can't imagine thinking in words. I don't know. So what have you been up to since the last time you were on the show?
Oh, the last time I was on here, I've been working. I've been producing, collaborating with new up and coming artists, writing for people. Just working, like building a brand. And I'm getting more awareness for my brand as a whole.
Yeah, you definitely are, because I see you all over Instagram, you know, and you're just doing really great promotion. Your videos are always so professional looking, and, you know, I know your brand. Like, when I see something, I don't need to know your name. Like, I already know it's you. So
thank you. I was working.
Yeah, that's definite. Like, You know, you have a style. It's like me, like when you see the pop up, like the pop art and stuff, like, you know, that shit's mine, you know?
Definitely.
So, you've been definitely working on it. And it shows, you know, what other kind of promo are you doing?
Besides Instagram, right now I'm putting together some photos. Like, I'm about to do a photo shoot. I'm about to do billboards. I'm about to do all the digital billboards. And I'm going from city to city.
Wow. And
build it up that way. Yeah.
That's exciting. That's like really exciting. Wow.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
You're gonna have to like somehow get me get me in there. Check out Crystallized Beats.
Yeah.
yeah, that's pretty sweet. I wish I could like do stuff like that, but I just right now, like, especially, you know, I just edited my first video this morning, and I edit my promo videos and stuff, but I had recorded the interview and then I did Quake segment and I did everything separate. So I had to put it all together, and like, that was interesting. It took me like 4 hours.
Oh, that's so, not bad. That's
really?
Not bad at all. Nah, that's good. Not at all. Some people take days.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's my first time, so I'm like, all right, I'm just going to keep teaching myself as I go, and they're going to get better and better, you know. Plus, I broke down and paid for video editing software because I used two free ones online, and you get all the way finished, and then they're like watermark in the center of your video, and you have to pay them. I'm like, you motherfuckers, I just put all that work in, and you could have told me there was going to be a watermark before. You know?
Yeah.
So I gave in. I just paid for one. So, so what do you got going on? You have any shows coming up? Or?
So, not yet. I'm still lining up. Still getting like everything situated to do shows, because a lot of places, they still in recovery from COVID. It's a lot of, like, people just ran outside. But it's some people, they still, their business still not right. And those were the best venues.
Yeah, so, that sucks.
Yeah, so now it's just like pooling my own money together and doing my own, like trying to do my own thing. Like just doing like clubs or something like that, throw a party and just perform myself.
Yeah,
type that's of situation. Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, the kid I was talking to yesterday, Just Cause, he's up in Vermont, and he's had shows, but they've been in, like, Jersey and stuff.
Yes, Jersey.
They can't do anything up there, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he has to, like, drive all over the place to do shows. Whoop. Sorry, guys, my eyes are watering. So, what about new projects? What do you have coming out for new projects?
Right now, I just finished releasing Fat Illuminati 2. I put that out February. And right now I'm working on like three projects at once.
Wow.
One is done and I'm still working on, two are done. Yeah, two are done and I still got one that I gotta finish.
Nice. And what do you think as far as getting something out? Do you think maybe the summer or?
The first one I'm looking at maybe next month.
Okay. Yeah. And what is your Instagram so people can follow you so they know when that stuff comes out?
It's FOUL_AL, Foul Al.
Perfect. All right. And do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, I have a YouTube channel, but I don't have a vanity link. So you just got to search Foul Al.
Just, okay. That's what I figured. I don't have one either. So, yeah. So I'm really, we just listened to Faluminati, the new track, and it's so good. It's really good. And I think that the name is, I mean, I know you've been using it for a little while, but it's so creative. It's like a really good, you know, name for like your whole projects and stuff. And I know you've been doing a lot of collabs. Do you have any like good collabs coming up?
I have one, but I can't say yet.
Okay.
I can't say who it is yet, but we about to put everything together and put a single out. Nice. I think either this month, the middle of this month or the end of this month, that should be out. And then once that's out, then I could just go crazy and tell everybody about it. Then they'll see, because they movement is dope. They got a real dope movement. So it's gonna mesh right. Well.
That's awesome. I don't know if you know that I have my own like music and my own tracks that I've been releasing. And I talked to Cool Keith about doing.
Yeah, I saw the interview.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
I talked to him about doing a collab on one of my songs, and he said yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm pretty excited about that, but it's not free, obviously, because it's Cool Keith.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to take me a little while before that happens. But like, you know, the song's already out and he likes it. So I think that's pretty dope. And I mean, really, that will just be like amazing. So definitely. It's worth the money for sure.
You get a legend. Yeah.
For real. Did you see that I interviewed Phantom of the Beat?
That one, I didn't watch that one.
No, it was on, yeah, it was on Crystallized Beats, and that was so awesome.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, that was so awesome. I'm usually pretty good, like, you know, with you guys, like, I'm not, like, nervous or anything. I'm, like, pretty laid back. Yeah. Dude, the camera came on Zoom, and for, like, 16 seconds, I was like, and I had to like get myself together like as fast as I could because I was like freaking out. So that was interesting. So do you have any like shout outs that you want to do?
Let me see. Who can I shout? I got a lot. I know so many people. I don't want to leave nobody out. Everybody that's working, man. I just want to shout out everybody that's working, that just keep working. Because I see a lot of artists, they get frustrated by the algorithm. Like, right. they base everything on the algorithm, and they get frustrated. Nobody's seeing it. It's not that you're not working, you're not seeing it. It's an algorithm. Like, right. Some of your stuff gets buried on purpose. But people seeing it, you think they not. But they definitely seeing it, and it's just keep working. Yeah, I mean, definitely. Everybody's working.
I mean, there's so many other avenues that you can go to besides just Instagram, you know? Yes. And I mean, now that COVID's like kind of starting to calm down a little bit, we can always get back on the path and start doing it by foot, doing it word of mouth, doing networking, meeting people. That's a big part of it, you know?
That's a major part.
Since COVID, like, we've had to do everything online, you know? But now you'll be able to like go to a show and talk to other artists, like fans, and be like, what's up, you know? So that's pretty cool. And is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I think basically the music I got, production. I had a lot of people ask me about beats. When I produced Mary's Voice, the album, I had did the whole album. A lot of people's like, well, who does your beats? I produce, like, a lot of the beats I produce. It was just certain projects that I did that I didn't produce, like Rhythm and Blues, I didn't do Checks and Balances, I didn't do and Fat Illuminati too. That was Grizzly Beats. That's my guy. Okay. He does some really good work. Yeah, I have felt back from it because I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Like that. It was just like the artist kind of like working with certain artists that wasn't prepared and they weren't putting the music out. Like, I'm not doing beats for you to sit on them for 2-3 years and not put the music out.
Yeah.
I mean, right? It makes no sense. Even though you're paying me, it's still, that was my time.
Right.
So I kind of fell back from that. So you know what? I want to work with people that's working, that's really working. Right. And that's what I've been doing.
That's what I'm doing too. Like, and I feel like I always have been, as long as I've been doing this, but you know, I'm pretty picky about who I put on my blog and my show because that's my name, you know?
Exactly.
And I don't want to put, like I won't, like, take money from people to, like, put them on if I'm like, nah, you're not really my thing, you know? And I'll be honest, and I'll give, like, constructive criticism, or just be like, it's just not my style or whatever. Right. I really don't like super violent stuff either. I don't like that stuff. So, but I've had a lot of artists that I've worked with that I sent them the questions for the interview and they never sent them back. I'm like, I'm giving you free promo on a really popular blog, podcast, promo videos on Instagram. You can't answer 5 or 6 questions and send them back to me?
Nope. And that's that's a sign of a lack of respect right there. Like, you don't respect the brand. You're not bringing it back because you feel I don't have enough eyes or my followers not where you like, oh, I don't know if that's going to benefit me.
Right.
But come on, you can't do that. Like I said, you can't really look at the numbers because the numbers not true.
Right.
Like, the people be looking at, oh, such and such got 9 million likes, but like 9.2 million of them are bots.
Right. So you know those bots even... are out of control.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got like 20 bot comments on one of my videos earlier. I'm like, God damn, they're like cockroaches.
Yeah, you know? And you can't get rid of them. As soon as you delete one, 6 more pop up.
Right. It's crazy. Which, I mean, I don't know. It's just such a pain in the butt because it like messes up your numbers and stuff and nobody really knows what the hell's going on anymore. So
yeah, and then it looked like you doing funny stuff when it's not you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did one of those like Instagram, like see how many fake followers you have thing. It was like 2,000.
Yep.
Like what? I have 2,000 fake followers?
I do that with all my socials, sweep all of them and see who's what and delete them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that, definitely, because I was like, holy shit, like, I don't want people to think I'm buying. I mean, I only have like 3,500 followers on Instagram anyway, but I don't want people to think I'm like buying followers and stuff and selling out, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... I mean, I guess that's everything. We covered everything. So was there's nothing else that you'd like to add? I think we did all right.
Yeah, I think that's good because I still like some stuff I can't talk for just yet.
Right.
So like, I know once I do what I do, I'm not going to stop talking once I feel what I got. Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, make sure that you follow him on Instagram so that you know what he's got going on and when it's happening. And thanks so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Take it easy.
All right.
All right, guys. So that was Foul Al. Be sure to check him out on Spotify and YouTube. Hey guys, what's up? Wanted to take a minute to introduce you to Venus Agogo. It's an astrology-themed clothing store with all super dope, unique designs. And you can find it at venusagogo.com or on Etsy at Venus Agogo Shop. Check it out. Are you looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat? We're available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you follow us, and if you like the show, give us a good review. Thanks. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to Crystal on the Beat. If you're interested in being featured on this podcast, then email me at crystalonthebeat@gmail.com.